Alpha 4, Bravo Delta Alpha. Alpha. This is Kilo Oscar 4, Bravo Kilo Romeo. BDA, KA4BDA. This is Kilo Oscar 4, Bravo Kilo Romeo. Frequency open. Calling KA4BDA. This is Kilo Oscar 4, Bravo Kilo Romeo. 4BDA. This is Kilo Oscar 4, Bravo Kilo Romeo. Is frequency open? Is this frequency open? There's no one currently using it. KA2DXA.
For Echo Echo Yankee Mobile.
For MLA, anyone around? Yeah. Got one clear.
Yeah. Installation. What are you up to?
Oops, sorry about slipping my key. Not too much right now. I don't know when the NASCAR race is on, if it's on at all. I was just curious if it's racing or everyone's racing or not racing. I don't know, the time change messed everybody up.
That one, I'm not a racing fan.
It's just I wasn't sure what time it was. Because I know the time change was today, and I wasn't sure. I know they had a race, but it was sure one of my friends, he races, so just curious, you know, what they, I mean, as far as racing goes, I really don't care one way or the other, except I'm an engine builder. I've built engines for that class before, and I've been following guys that set national drag racing records and NASCAR records and all that kind of stuff, so I just kind of keep an eye. A buddy of mine has a Sprint Outlaw car that he worked on that I helped with.
A lot of sports, not NASCAR or basketball or football or anything really.
Not anymore. It's not the same old sport it used to be. It's the fact is we've got some of the best, I know some of the best engine builders in the country. I work with some of them. That's the issue. The craftsmanship in this country has gone down the toilet. If you don't want to know how to run it, if you can't run a manual machine, everyone thinks that CNC machines are God's gift to machine work, and they're not. And the big deal is craftsmen in the country are losing the game. The boat, all the old guys that can do stuff are dying off. The younger ones are not training. So this is the problem.
The newer cars aren't built the same way.
When you built, the problem is you got to understand. I don't care if you got a CNC machine, dog catcher, dog trailer, whatever it is. You've got to know your basics to do the work. The CNC machine is only as good as its operator, and only if there's certain circumstances where tool and die makers are needed. They don't even train tool and die makers anymore because they're not smart enough to do it. I can hold a cylinder tens of thousands top to bottom, reliably, consistently, all day long. CNC machine they were doing within a half thousand reliably. I started laughing.
I don't really know much about it. I know that for rapid prototyping and stuff, people are using CNC machines and routers and various things to make a lot of custom parts, but not really my field.
Here, this is what people understand. It's called adaptive learning, which means you don't always know what a computer is. Like self-driving cars. Self-driving cars are a bad idea because you don't always know what decision the computer is going to make.
with you there. I am not a super fan. The main problem that I have with self-driving cars is that they're all connected to the internet, which means they're all hackable. If you're going to connect to the internet, you should have an air gap in the networking to where it's not got any connection to the main internals of the system. You know, it can't make decisions. You know, maybe you stream audio to the radio or something, but I definitely am not a fan of having internet connection to the core parts of the vehicle. Same thing with OnStar. I won't own a vehicle that has OnStar.
You also know that I'm telling you, if you could hack, the other thing is, another thing that people don't understand is EMPs are a serious, serious issue. We don't have Faraday cages around all our power transformers. We can't even make the big enough transformers, and we don't manufacture good vacuum tube equipment anymore either because we're not smart enough. And believe me, it could be a real problem. Internet. Sounds good, by the way. Now, let me see if you can hear a little better. Sounds very good.
Down for a minute, they're working on soldering some wires. Yeah, I'm actually going through crossband repeat through my friend's truck, so I'm just going to little HT out here, low power. And I'm not sure what he's running, probably 20 or 50 watts back up to the repeater.
That's in the background here of the receive. I don't know if you're hearing on my transmitter or not. Probably not.
To come into my friend's magma on his truck and then crossband over to 440 over to my HD. I can hear you all. I'm a little trouble understanding you, though.
I hear a little scratch, but I think that's in my receive, not in your transmit. But I'm here now.
Two-meter radio at auction. I gotta get it installed in my truck, so I'm kind of watching how to install the radio and throw out this truck, and then hopefully gonna use that knowledge to set it up in my truck. I pretty much just got HTs to work with at the moment.
For that town HT, you can do it. I had my town in a tower, which gotta go back up there. I used to run some LMR 400 to the tower. Let's see, it would be 100 feet. And I used to run 100 milliwatts for the antifunk. I was able to hit the repeater.
I had a J-pole up in the attic that I built out of aluminum rods, and I could hit the repeater with, I think, half a watt, maybe 1 watt. But that really makes the battery last a lot longer.
See if how well I could do on 4 or 5 watts output. Probably could do pretty good when I get my antenna right.